at the SFU Soka Dance Workshop, and it was so much fun. I went there with my friend Hannah, shout outs to you, and it was so much fun. I learned new dances. I think the dance still have to be updated, but if you want to see me dancing to some cool tunes and yeah, shaking my hips, you should definitely check out the SFU Soca Instagram. I think they will upload the dance workshop soon. So it will happen monthly. So if you're interested in yeah, learning new dances and dancing to you learn how to dance to yeah, African and Caribbean music and yeah, learn the soca dance style, then you should definitely check out the SFU Soca Dance Workshop happening monthly. And on February 25th, this is probably one of my favorite events happening here on SFU campus, is the comedy night. And it will be so much fun. I'm so excited. It's also hosted by Soca, and this special event is dedicated to showcasing the unique perspective and talents of the Black creators in the comedy world. And you can join Soca for an evening of entertainment and culture appreciation in celebrating the contributions of Black individuals to the arts and beyond. And the lineup of talented and hilarious artists is guaranteed to have you in stitches while also giving you a fresh perspective on life and the world around us. So I like comedy because you can criticize things that are wrong or gone or went wrong without being, yeah, without being so serious and with some comic relief. And this is always good because you can show your criticism and what should change and change maybe change people's mind and yeah, make people think about their life and their lifestyle and how they interact with people, but also at the same time make people laugh. And it's such a good feeling to make people laugh. So it's such a great event, and we will have some free food, which is always good, and a music night as well with a DJ. So I'm very excited for this event. You should definitely check it out. It's happening here on SFU campus. And the last event is happening at February 27th, so on Monday. It's African Ancestry Project. It's highlighting the diversity of Black people in BC and implication on health research, hosted by the SFU Faculty of Health Science and the BC Center for Disease Control. And Alice Murich, health researcher and faculty of health science, PhD candidate, will present her findings from a report for the African Ancestry Project, Roles Within Diverse History and Experience of Black People of African Ancestry in British Columbia. Also happening here at SFU campus. So please check out their Instagram and website. And also my show next week on Tuesday for the interview with Dr. Yabomi, working here as a professor at the SFU Happiness and Health Lab. And I'm very excited for this interview. So please check out Speak Up next week. And if you want to attend those events, go on the website and check it all out. And before I will update you about what's happening at SFU in general, I want to tell you more about my weekend, because I always spoke about my weekend, but I never gave you details about it. So on Saturday, I went to a cabin with my host family. If you don't know me, I'm from Germany, so I'm currently living at a host family right now. And on Saturday, I went to a cabin, and the weather was so good. We built a snowman. I had no data at all. This was an experience, I can tell you. I mean, no data at all. And for that, you had to go outside somewhere, and I didn't want to go outside because there were no lights at all. So it was in the evening, it was dark, just black, pitch dark, pitch black. It was interesting, and it was such a good experience. So like, I had some self-reflection moments. I reflected myself, and I kind of thought about myself and how I can be better. And no data helped a lot, because you always like my mind is always distracted by my phone, and like being able to be contacted by others. And this pressure makes a lot, or it makes a huge difference if you don't have to like be, or if you don't want to be contacted, and if you can't be contacted. There's a difference. And yeah, I really liked this. So we had a cozy fireplace and I slept in front of the fireplace. It was such an amazing experience. But in the evening, we had... On Sunday, we went skiing on Mount Timothy. And it was such a fun experience because we had so much powder snow. My legs are sore. My arms are sore. I can't move my neck. That's all I can tell you. It was such a leg workout and I fell so many times. Oh my gosh. I was soaking wet afterwards, but it was so much fun. But after we came back, we had no electricity at all. It was like a survival camp. So it was such an interesting experience. And on Monday, we wanted to go back, but we couldn't because we were stuck in the snow. So we had no data. We couldn't call anybody. And we were stuck in the snow because we wanted to leave the cabin. And you have to like go up a hill to leave the cabin and leave the driveway. And we couldn't leave because we were stuck in a huge snow hill. And this was such an experience because we had to go and walk to the neighbors. We couldn't call them because we had no data. And it was like a survival camp. And yeah, but it's always good to be in nature and yeah, to enjoy nature. And it helps you a lot. I mean, I went for a walk on my own and it was just silence. I never had just silence for a long time. So it was just quiet, no cars, no electricity, no city lights, no city noises. So it was such an experience. I only had this moment when I was on the ocean on a boat. It was just silence, nothing there, just nature. And this is such a great experience. And this experience will happen, or this experience will, the SFU marine biologist will experience this experience too. So just being in nature and just experiencing no data and only nature, because this is the huge SFU news I wanted to tell you about. Because the SFU biologist Isabel Cote will row across the Atlantic. And this was such a good bridge. I have to compliment myself here right now because I always struggle with like bridge sentence. But this was such a good bridge sentence because just being on the ocean, or the Atlantic, it's just silence and just nature, and you are on your own. And yeah, I want to tell you about it because I just saw it on the SFU news, and it's so impressive. Because in December, Cote and three other marine biologists will take part in one of the toughest races in the world, the Talisker Whiskey Atlantic Challenge, to raise money for the marine conservation charities. And the annual endurance race is designed to give up to 30 teams the opportunity to challenge themselves against Mother Nature, as we did on this weekend, against Mother Snow, through the experience of crossing the ocean in a rowing boat. Wow, this is definitely a workout. And wow, I cannot imagine myself just sitting on a boat. I don't know for how long, but oh yeah, here it says 40 to 60 days. Wow, okay, I'm impressed because I think I can do it. I mean, 3 days without any data and just being in nature was nice, but I just want to phone my friends sometimes and I want to be updated. But I think it helps you a lot to be yourself and to reflect yourself. So such a great experience, I think, but not for me. It's too long. But the team, including Chantal Bijan, an SFU alumnus from University of South Florida, Lauren Shear from University of British Columbia, and Noelle Helder from University of Alaska Fairbanks will row their 28-foot ocean rowboat, Emma, unsupported, from La Gomera, Canary Islands, to the Caribbean islands of Antigua, a distance of more than 4,800 kilometers that will take 40 to 60 days to complete. And the team, calling themselves Salty Science, represents three academic generations linked together through education and mentorship. B Bijin completed her PhD in biology at the SFU in 2012 under the supervision of Ko Tae and went on to work at University of South Florida when she thought Helda and Shear. So they're all connected. It's so great. After the two youngest crew members signed on to the challenge, they reached out to mentor Bijin, who in turn reached out to Ko Tae. So Ko Tae was the mentor of Bijin. Bijin was the mentor of Shear and Helda, the youngest at this team. So I quote now, "Those older relationships were reformed very quickly once we were on the boat," says Ko Tae. "And everybody brings something unique to the team, so there's no hierarchy anymore. I'm going to learn a tremendous amount from my younger teammates, so they will learn from each other." I think this is we will definitely learn from each other when you're on the boat for 40 to 60 days. I mean, this is such a long time. And the team is hoping to raise $500,000 for marine conservation organizations with strong education and outreach components to their work. "This education," Ko Tae says, is essential to help inspire more people to care about our oceans. "And solving the problems that the ocean face is going to require thinking outside the box, and it comes from having the input from a wide variety of people from different backgrounds and experience." And the Bamfield Marine Science Center, where Ko Tae has a deep personal connection, is one of the three organizations to benefit from the efforts. She first visited while studying as a master's student at the University of Alberta, and now she teaches it every summer. "I see firsthand the effect it has on students," she says. "It's truly an incredible experience. Part of the funds raised will go toward creating a scholarship fund to help students from underrepresented backgrounds to study there." This is such a great thing. So that's why I want to talk about it, because it's so important for young students to know that this event is happening, and maybe they can support the team too by just show the support, share this in your stories on your Facebook page, on your Instagram, on your Twitter. Share about those stories, because those stories are so important, and those events are very important for the SFU students. And also, it's such a great opportunity to show what problems we have with the ocean and that the ocean needs to be protected. So please share this article. You can find it on the SFU news. I will also link the article on the SFU website, our website, not the SFU website. You can go on the SFU website to check out the article, but I will also link the article on our website, csf.ca. And the Salty Science crew recently completed their first overnight row in the Gulf of Mexico, an opportunity to bond as a team and get used to live on a boat. I mean, you have to train for such a long time, because it's not like, oh yeah, let's go on a boat and let's row. I mean, you have to train your body, you have to train your mind, because I mean, you are on the ocean for 40 to 60 days, and this is such a long time, because you have nothing but your team and the ocean, with the water, the huge water, and all of the animals that are living in there. So you have no choice but just row, and it can be challenging. I can only imagine. I mean, I could imagine, because I was in the nature for 3 days, which is not a long time, and it was a challenge, I would say. It was a challenge. So, they're also joined by a pod of dolphins and learned lessons that will help them in their trip, including figuring out sleep schedules, nutrition, and using their boat electronics. I mean, you also have to sleep and live on such a small boat. And I just saw a picture here, and wow, this is crazy. You have just a small space to sleep in and to live in, and this for 4 months, which is crazy. 2 months, sorry. I'm very bad at math. But once their journey is underway in December, the team will need to be totally self-sufficient for the duration of the race, which means not only bringing all the food that they will need, but also maintaining the boat, its crew, and technology. Cote explains that while the test row went well, there's much work to do before they will be ready. This summer, they will row from the east coast of Florida to the Bahamas and back to get experience rowing in much larger waves. Oh yeah, this is also, I'm very scared of waves because last October I went to Spain and I almost drowned in waves because it was like waves you can surf on, so 3 meters, and it's scary. So please be careful, people with waves. Don't just jump into them. It's not good. Please be aware of that and be careful with waves. And that's why I'm so impressed by them, because they have to row on such big waves, and this would be the most scariest part. Not like sleeping on the ocean and being with wild animals, but yeah, row on those waves would be so, oh my god, would be so, I don't know, scary for me. But I mean, every human is different, and that's why I would definitely follow their story and their, yeah, how they will end up during this rowing experience. So I will definitely follow them, and you should definitely do that too, and share the story on your social media, Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, because this is so interesting. Still, the thought of crossing an ocean can be feel daunting at times, and I will quote Cote now again. Early on, we ask ourselves, are we in to win it, or are we doing it for something else? The team is counting on the efforts to raise conversation awareness and the extraordinary marine life they will encounter to help them pull through the challenges and type 2 fun. If it's a choice between placing in the race and an opportunity to jump in, if there's a pot of dolphins, we'll all jump in with the dolphins, she says. And if you want to learn more, you can go on the Salty Science website and follow also the Salty Science Journey on the Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And you can also repost the article and check out, yeah, their Instagram and their Facebook, their Twitter, and their website. Wow, it's such an interesting story. And that's why I love Speak Up, because we will hear so many different stories and, yeah, so many different perspectives on how people experience their life and how people live their life. So that's why I like hosting Speak Up, and that's why I like listening to Speak Up, because you always hear different stories, you also always hear different voices and different perspective. And I didn't even know this was happening, but I did a little bit of research because I wanted to keep you updated about the SFU news, and I found this article and I was very impressed, and I wanted to share the story because it's always important to share, yeah, different stories about different people. And that's why I'm very excited for next week's show. So next Speak Up show on Tuesday. So that's, I'm hosting the show, and I'm very excited because I will play you an interview about Black History Month. It's the last day of Black History Month, and it's an interview with Dr. Yabomi from the SFU Happiness and Science Lab, and I'm very excited about it. So yeah, stay tuned for this episode. And we are almost at the end of the show, and I'm always surprised how fast the time flies by. And I hope you are updated now and feel updated. And yeah, hope you can enjoy the rest of this sunny day. But before I say goodbye to you, I will still want to keep you in the spring mood, because we all talked about the ocean, we talked about this little cabin I was in this weekend, but we also talked about rowing, which for me is a, or the ocean, which for me is a connection to summer and spring, and I'm such in a spring mood. So that's why I want to play you some last songs for this show, to, yeah, to keep your spring mood, and to keep my spring mood, because I'm in such a good mood because the sun is shining and I love being outside. So let's listen to our next song. It's called When the Storm Has Passed, which it obviously did today because the sun is out. And it's written and published by Great Lake Swimmers, and it was published 5 days ago, so very recent song. And I'm very excited for this song to play now, and I hope you are too. So please enjoy When the Storm Has Passed by Great Lake Swimmers.
Mm-hmm. know she's draining you, making you feel small in a world that already brings you down. Oh, she's paining you into something you'll never be, leaving your soul in the lost and found. That you should leave. Save a little love for me. Save a little love for me. Yeah, baby. I don't know how much you had left in you, but if it's enough, I hope you come through. Save a little love for me. Save a little love for me. It's tough when you're drowning in her sorrows as she's pushing in your arms. The waters get rough, yeah. When there's so much weight to carry that there's no way back up. Come and hold me close, wish that you could know. Sitting waiting patiently. Decide that you should leave. Save a little love for me. Save a little love for me. Yeah, baby. I don't know how much you have left in you, but if it's enough, I hope you come through. Save a little love for me. Save a little love for me.
Are you an artist, band, or record label? We want you to send us your music so we can put it on the radio. Not only this station, but stations across Canada. Check out earshot-distro.ca and share your music with more than 100 radio stations and programmers across the country. Earshot Distro is made by and for the campus community radio sector to help emerging musicians. Uploads cost $7 per song or $50 per album. Learn more at earshot-distro.ca.
Hello and welcome back here on CDSF 90.1 FM. I am your host Vivian, and these are the last 3 minutes of this Speak Up show. I'm very sad, but I'm also I'm also excited to go out and grab a coffee and sit in the sun and yeah, enjoy this beautiful day today. And thank you for listening. I always have to say that. Hope you are in a spring mood right now. Use the weather. Go outside because the weekend is cloudy and snowy. So use the rest of the week. It's a short week. We only have 4 days left. So hope you had a great start in the morning with this Speak Up show. And I'm your host, Vivian. And please listen to my next Tuesday show. It's next Tuesday from 10 to 11 a.m. Speak Up, where I have the interview with Dr. Yabomi from the Happiness and Lab Science, from the Happiness and Health Science Lab here at SFU Campus. She's a professor, and we will talk about Black History Month because it's the last day of Black History Month. And please check out the SFU SoCal website and their Instagram for more events for the last week of Black History Month. And thank you for listening. We are CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio from the Simon Fraser University, where we broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Coquitlam, the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh. You can also stream online at cjsf.ca and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter. And you can also listen to our podcast and on SoundCloud and our website. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you will have a great day and enjoy our next show, because next show is Democracy Now!, where you will be updated about news all around the world and what's happening right now here. I only updated you about my week, spoke up for myself and spoke about the SFU news, so the rowing team and their challenge in December. Please check out the article and go on our website cdsf.ca. Check out all of the links and the playlist I had for you to maybe listen to a few songs and support the local artist. Because I always try to play you some local artists. And again, go for a walk and listening to CDSF and get in the spring mood, grab a coffee and enjoy the rest of your week, the rest of your day. And I will hear you next week. And now Democracy Now! Is coming up. I'm out for now. Have a great day. I'm out.